G'day, audio boo. It's Ian here. I'm home. Ah, it feels so good. It's 5 o'clock on Friday the 21st. I listened back to the audio boo I put out last, which was a day or two before we finished in Singapore. And I'm really looking forward to going through them to listen to my tone and hear them the way that maybe you've heard them, to see if it says something about what the experience was like for us. Oh, God, it was tough. Oh, it was so friggin' tough. It was about as hard as I expected. I prepared for the worst, and I hoped for the best. And we didn't get the best, but we also didn't get the worst. It didn't go pear-shaped. Oh, if just catch you up to speed, if you've just dropped in, I've been in Singapore for the last 10 days, working on a construction site. It's a little bit beyond a construction site. It's actually being used now, but we had to rectify a few issues with some stuff that was built last year. And playground equipment, fiberglass, painted fiberglass stuff. And and that's where I've been for the last 10 days. And it was really, really, really hard. It's one of the harder work experiences I've had in my life. And I've done things like multiple all-nighters in workshops and a lot of that sort of stuff. But this was really tough on so many levels. It was tough because we were away from home, so everything was different. It was just the two of us, so we didn't have any infrastructure, support, people advising, people running around getting materials for us. We had to do it all ourselves. We're in a foreign country, so which it didn't feel like it. We felt like we were still home because we just didn't interact much with Singapore at all. We didn't even see the city. The work was physically difficult in the sense that it was demanding. It was also very hot because it is the tropics after all. Technically the work was challenging because it was just really technically difficult work. We were both maxing out our technical skills. And it was really, really hard. But I knew that come Thursday evening at 10 to 9 Singapore time, we were on a plane that was going to be taxiing down Changi Airport and taking off for Australia, and that's exactly how it played out. And all I did was just know that that time was coming, and I know that we would one day be sitting on the plane. I said to Matt last night, actually, I turned to Andrew and I grabbed him by the shoulders and I looked him in the eye and I shook him and I said, "We're on the plane! We got away!" Oh, it's so sad. And we didn't do a good job because we couldn't. We're polishing a turd, as the expression goes. Yeah, it's still a turd. Yeah, but I'm home now. We did, I think the last audio boo was Tuesday night. So we did another big day on Wednesday, which we thought would be our last day. But it just went on and on and on, and we were going hard all day, 14-hour day. So we punched out Wednesday night, and when we left on Wednesday night, knowing that we were leaving the next day, the whole site looked like a shitstorm had hit. It had a lot of cleaning up to be done, a lot of work had to be done also, and basically we went in Thursday morning and just triaged the job, basically. What can we do? What can we sacrifice? What is achievable and what isn't? And we just went hard all day. We didn't have lunch and we just kept going, and eventually it was right, that's done, and we stepped away from it. We unfortunately had some problems too, because Matt sprayed the clear coat over the painted finish and there were some contaminants that washed down from where they were washing down the site. And also we got a little bit of rain onto the clear coat, and the clear coat doesn't dry quickly like Duco. It dries over an hour or two. and the rain just damaged it. So we had to sand it all back and put another clear coat on and do the best we could. And Matt did a tremendous job at trying to achieve a finish on the last day. And we actually left the site with paint still soft and a little bit wet because it was just, we ran out of time. And it's not the way I like to work. And I warned work about this right at the beginning when they asked me to go. I said, I'm not the right person for this job. I'm a systems person. I put things in place and I strategize an approach and I lay down the groundwork and then I work methodically towards the end goal and I achieve it. Basically, flying by the seat of your pants is not my greatest skill. I can do it at a level, but I don't like it. It's uncomfortable and I'm not as skilled at it as some people. Some people are amazing impromptu thinkers and they can just pluck ideas out of the sky to make things work, and I'm not necessarily one of those. I like to do things methodically and do really premium work. So anyway, so that was yesterday, and come 2 o'clock we just went, that's it. We packed everything up. We corralled all of our materials, we put them in boxes, we labelled them, we took photos. I went around the whole site and took lots of photos, a couple of hundred photos over the course of the whole project, just to record the whole situation so we've got some sort of fallback. And got the... had a shower. There's a little change room shower. It's a playground area. It's a bit of a water park, so the little kiddies could get in there and get wet and splash around in the water. And I've got this little shower and change room for the kids to get changed in. So we just grabbed a couple of rags from that were left over from painting and jumped in the shower and gave ourselves a bit of a rinse off and dried ourselves with the rags and put some travel clothes on and got the bugguck out of there, grabbed our tools, locked all the stuff, paint and stuff up, and got out of there. And it was such a glorious feeling to hand in the pass and get on the cab and say, take us to Changi Airport, Terminal 1, please. And he did. And then we just sat at the airport for a couple of hours and drank beer and chatted and ate a little bit of food and... Yeah. Matt's spirits were really good up until that point. And then we jumped on the plane and we started flying. And it was about a 7-hour flight, Singapore to Brisbane. And this morning, neither of us slept, basically. So we were on the clock from 7 a.m. yesterday till 8:15 Australian time, which is just a little bit short of 24 hours non-stop on the clock. It's going to be a great pay packet next week. But Matt was broken this morning. You know, he was doing all right yesterday, last night when we got on the plane, but he was broken this morning. He was not in a good place. And then we got a cab to work, and dropped the tools off at work, and it started already. The blame game has started already. And as I said to a few people, I want it to be noted what we achieved, not what we didn't achieve. And I know that the powers that be, and there's a lot of money involved in this project, and it's all been mismanaged. You know, like, hey, I'm a monkey. I'm basically pushing sandpaper around. It's not my responsibility, but I've taken on all of that responsibility. Like taking the photos, I did that impromptu off my own back with my own camera. It's my idea, and I know that it's going to get work out of a lot of deep doo-doo just by having those photos. And it's not my responsibility. I'm pushing sandpaper around. I'm a technician, I'm not a project manager. That's why we got shafted. So the blame game's already started. So, we're broken. We're a bit broken. Not good. But I'm pulling some stuff out of it, and I'll let you know in maybe the next week or three, Audio Boo, some of the advantages of being broken by this experience, because right from the get-go, this has always been about fixing my financial situation and not about a career path. So, it could be a good spin-off from this. Anyway, we'll see how that pans out. But I'm home. I've had a couple hours sleep today. I had about 4 hours sleep during the middle of the day. It's really hot here in Brisbane. It's about as uncomfortable as Singapore. And I don't have air conditioning in my unit. So I've got the fans blasting away, just trying to keep the temperature down. And, so it's pretty icky, sticky, uncomfortable, but hey, at least I'm home. And I've just had a nice Caesar salad. Yes, weird timing, I know, but I'm all dysfunctional at the moment, and I'm about to lie down and have a couple hours sleep, even though it is late afternoon. And if I can get a couple hours rest, I might even walk up to Tango and catch up with a few of my friends, which might be nice to recreate. That's the story, Morning Glory. It's been a biggie. It's been real big, and I am so glad it's over. And yeah, we're a little bit bruised from it, but we'll recover. We're a little bit spoiled too. There are some people who have really tough lives, and they have what we went through for their whole life. So I suppose in a way I'm whinging because I'm live a very fortunate life. But, you know, we all measure our challenges and our advantages based on our individual lives, don't we? So compared to my normal life, this was a really tough experience. I haven't listened to a single audiobook in 2 weeks. I haven't listened to a single podcast in that length of time or so. So I have no idea what's happening out there. My hopes and wishes to publish comments about what Singapore was like just vaporised, obviously. So I've been putting this out to the ether. Thanks to Bernie for sending me a DM. I'll get back to you, Bernie. And just connecting. And and whoever's out there listening, thanks for being there. It's just nice to sort of ramble on here and think that there's probably some people out there who might find some of this, something. Catch you later, Audioboo. I hope things are going well for you. I'll see if I can catch up with some Audioboos in the next few days. I'm going to have a bit of time off early next week as well. See you for now, eh? Bye-bye.